trees, fruits that carry tears, the soul and heart retrieves. So many stories, many deeds, the man who left it breathes, instead of sowing seeds. And he lives on in the land's memory.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Queen's Album Club, a week in review on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. I hope you're having a fantastic day whenever you happen to be listening to this. I'm having a pretty good day myself. Thank you for asking. It's been quite a long day, though. I'm in the studio just starting recording at 11:07 p.m., so we're going to hope to get out of here before the next day begins, because I have an early morning tomorrow. For any students listening, I'm sure you're also feeling quite busy. It's end of term. Everyone I've spoken to has been just absolutely in the trenches with everything they have to do. And I'm sure all of our non-student listeners as well are feeling a bit bogged down, not only because of just the weather, but also the holidays are coming up fast. And it's very exciting. I love Christmas. That's what I celebrate. But there's still there's a lot of stress that goes into it. The older you get, the more stressful it becomes, I've realized. And just with everything going on, like, university-wise, like, it makes gift buying quite stressful, just because it's like, when do I even have the time to, like, think about buying gifts, let alone leaving the house to go out and get them? Because I don't want to just, like, grab some random thing that's like a candle. Like, candles are good, they're used, but it's like, it's a candle. It's a candle. That could have been for anybody. But I also, like, I don't have the time to put so much thought into everything just because there's so much to do. I'm rambling, but I hope it's a relatable ramble at that. But getting on to what we were doing over at Queen's Album Club this week. Today, recording this on Tuesday, we had a study session. So thank you to everyone who came out and got studious with us. Like I said, trenches for a lot of people. So we wanted to create a nice little safe, I guess it's always a safe space, but we wanted to create a nice environment with some great music picked from our execs, our general members, and have a grand old time. And if you were there, then you probably saw us execs working on our poster board for, it's kind of like a sneak peek, but Queen's Album Club will be attending the AMS Club Fest this November 27th, and it's our first time going as a club to a club fair, so we're very much looking forward to it. If you were on the fence about going, then I hope our attendance has pushed you over that fence into the wanting to go camp. And yeah, if you have any questions about what we do at Quack at Queen's Album Club, that would be a fantastic time to come up and ask. But we hope we get a lot of new, fresh faces joining our club for next semester. And yeah, the poster board also looks super nice. Very talented exec team that we have at Quack. Couldn't do it without them. So the study session music today is pretty much just kind of very easy listening, mainly folk inspired. However, myself personally, I listen to really, I don't want to say harsh noise. It's not like nails on a chalkboard, but it's more upbeat kind of hyperpop-esque music or salsa, both of which I have incorporated into today's episode, although I did not put hyperpop on today's episode because I think that would be way too jarring of a switch up. So it's mainly folk. We have a little bit of more electronic-y soft music, and then we have more folk, and then a little salsa surprise. I guess it's not really a surprise if I'm telling you, but we have a little salsa closing us out at the end. But before we get there, let me introduce you to what you're going to be hearing right now. Opening up today's show, we had Men I Trust with The Landkeeper, and coming up next, we have some Leith Ross with Point of View. After that, we have Faye Webster with Better Distractions, and then after that, we have Big Thief with Objects. So I hope you enjoy after this quick ad.
My name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
Thank you. something better to spend my time, but nothing's up here. Nothing really lasts that long for me to realize I'm still alone and you're not with me. Wonder what's inside your mind, but you seem pretty occupied, so I'll leave it alone. Change the name and make it my own. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Welcome back from the music. I hope you were enjoying what you were hearing. And if you didn't quite catch those titles beforehand, then don't fret. I have them right here with me now. Up first, we had Leith Ross with Point of View. After that, we had Faye Webster with Better Distractions. And then closing out that little segment there, we had Big Thief with Objects. And I think those last two artists, Faye Webster and Big Thief, are pretty quintessential for like basic study music. And I don't mean basic in like a derogatory way at all. I just mean like if you're just thinking about like typical study music that you would hear playing at a cafe, I think those two are pretty up there. I guess depending on what cafe you go to, but not to get too in depth, like as if I'm thinking about this as if I'm running an experiment on what music coffee shops play. I'm going down a rabbit hole in my brain. Let's get back on track. It is late at night. It is very easy for me to fall off the wagon, but I wanted to talk a little bit more about Leith Ross just because, well, number one, they're from Manitoba, Canadian legend, but I think their trajectory of their music career is pretty interesting because I, like probably a lot of their fans, got introduced to them through TikTok, through one of their songs that was released in 2022. I don't think I can say the title on air, unfortunately, but you probably know what it is if you have heard the name Leith Ross before, and it probably is the song that you have heard because it is their most popular song. And normally I find with like musicians that get popular on TikTok, a lot of the time it's like they have one song that really blows up, and then they kind of just fall to the wayside. But I'm really happy to see that Leith Ross has kept up. Their songs have been phenomenal. They released their first album in 2023 called To Learn. And then this one, which has Point of View on it, just came out this September 19th, I believe. And that one is called I Can See the Future. And full disclosure, I haven't had time to listen to it in full yet, but from what I have heard, it is really, really good, and they just keep getting better. So if you haven't hopped on the Leith Ross bandwagon and you're into soft, somewhat folky, easy listening type of music, I definitely recommend checking them out. But we're already up to our next batch of songs, which this is the section where it kind of goes a little bit more electronic. Okay, compared to the rest of the music that I'm playing today, it is very much electronic just because a lot of everyone else is doing very much like acoustic sounds backing tracks, whereas these guys use a little bit more like synth instance. I'm making no sense. I'm pretending like I know what I talk about when I really don't know the terminology at all, so don't mind that. I'm just going to go ahead and introduce them. So up first, we have Tokyo Sway by Night Tapes. After that, we have Half Moon by Milk and Bone, as well as Chromeo. And then after that, we have Marciel by Oracle Sisters. So I hope you enjoy those songs coming up right after this quick ad.
Hello, this is Ellie Sturton, this year's Arts News Coordinator and co-producer of CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. CFRC is thrilled to amplify local artists and musicians on our airwaves and social media, and to provide opportunities for them to get the word out about upcoming local concerts and events. Local really does live here at CFRC. Help us keep the magic going by making a donation to the station today via CFRC.ca. And thank you for your support. We'll be right back.
Welcome back once again. I hope you are enjoying what you are hearing. And if you're just tuning in now, then welcome. You are listening to Queen's Album Club, a week in review on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And what we do over on this show is we go over the songs and adjacent songs that were on the album or albums that we reviewed over at Queen's Album Club, whatever given week. This week, however, we didn't have an album to review. Instead, we had a study session where members were able to help us build together a study playlist and then came together and got studious. So that's kind of the vibes that we're going for on today's show. I did forget to mention earlier that some of the songs, quite a few of the songs, came from that playlist. Just because I wanted to reflect what was actually being listened to in the room. Those past three songs, though, were not on the playlist. Those are more akin to my personal study music taste. So I thought I would throw those on here just because I was thinking about it when I was putting together today's show, and I was like, I feel like study music is so, like, arbitrary. Like, there's definitely a, like, genre of typical study music, like I was talking about earlier. But I think it's very person dependent, and it depends on what kind of thing you're working on. Like, whenever I'm writing an essay or doing any sort of writing, anything that involves verbiage, I can't really listen to music with words, at least in English, because then it just messes up with my brain. I don't know. They interact and the concoction is bad. So I have to listen to either music that doesn't have words, or really fast-paced music where I can't understand what they're saying, or music that is in a different language. But typically I don't opt for the slower songs when I'm doing work, just because I need my brain on, like, 100. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I need to be, like, as anxious as possible. So I do that via the music, I guess. Anyway, before I get too off track, I wanted to go over, oh my god, so I just lost my breath for some reason. I wanted to go over the songs that we just heard in case you missed those titles. Up first, we had Night Tapes with Tokyo Sway. After that, we had Half Moon by Milk and Bone and Chromeo. And then after that, we had Marcielle by Oracle Sisters. And all those songs came out within the past year of 2025, with Half Moon being the most recent release. That comes from, like I said, Canadian artists Milk and Bone and Chromeo. And I've played a bit of Chromeo on this show before, but I haven't heard of Milk and Bone until they collaborated with them. So love finding out about new music and new artists via artists I already know through collaborations. And they actually have a whole EP together coming out on December 5th. So if you like the sound of that song Half Moon, you have some more new music coming out quite soon. And most of the EP is already actually out already. 3 out of the 4 songs are released, so you don't even have to really wait for most of the music. I definitely recommend going and listening to some more, because I know what's going to be on repeat for me this week. But we have some more music coming up quite quickly. So up next, after a quick ad, we will have Sorry by Laura. After that, we'll have Anticipate by L. Michaels Affair and Claro. And after that, we have A Good Sign by Tara Lightfoot and Sleeping In by The Radio Department. Enjoy.
The Kingston Potters Guild is holding their annual holiday sale in the Tet Center Malting Tower on November 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Over 20 local potters will be in attendance. Visit us on Thursday from 5 till 9, Friday 10 till 7, Saturday 10 till 5, and Sunday 10 till 3. Come out and support one of the oldest pottery guilds in the province of Ontario, serving the Kingston community since 1967.
I'm sorry that I never called you back. Sorry that I didn't ask you how you doing after all of that. I'm sorry that I just can't take it back. No, I'm sorry I've been. Song for someone I'll never meet.
called you back. Sorry that I didn't ask you how you doing after all of that. I'm sorry that I just didn't take it back. No, I'm sorry I've been on the run. I want us back.
Such a long time, seeing the white clouds painted lazy in the sky. Outnumbered 200 to 1 by golden ripples made of sun, they're slowly moving across the water. No shopping malls, no concert halls, and never. time I'll take it all as a good sign, a good sign. I haven't seen the stars shining so bright, heard the loon songs lonely echo in the night.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
For the last time on today's episode, welcome back from the music. I hope you are enjoying the selection of songs that I had pulled together for you today. And in case you missed any of the song titles, I know I went through them super fast when introducing the songs because I love to ramble and give myself no time to introduce what's up next. So I'm going to go over that again just in case anyone is curious. But up first, we had Sorry by Laura, but it might actually be pronounced Lara because it's spelled L-A-R-A-W. Might even be some third option that I haven't even considered. But if it's not Laura or Lara, then send me a message on QU Album Club on Instagram and let me know what it is. Because if it's not either of those, I'm curious on how to pronounce it correctly. But after that, we had Anticipate by L. Michaels Affair and Claro, which, fun fact, I actually used to not be able to pronounce Claro's name either. I used to pronounce it as Clario. I don't know why I was adding the extra I in for no reason, but I just couldn't read, I guess. But yeah, fun fact, not so fun fact. After that, we had A Good Sign by Tara Lightfoot, and that comes from her very recently released album, Homefront, that came out in October on the 17th. And it's the first song on the album, so there isn't even really any album spoilers. I'm doing air quotes, you can't see. But it's the first song you would have heard anyway, so if you like what you heard there, then you've already got the introduction to the album. You should definitely go ahead and listen to more of her. I had the great pleasure of seeing her perform live over the summer in Kingston at the Broom Factory, which is a great venue. If there's ever a concert there just that you want to see, like, that you might be interested in seeing, like, honestly, just go for the venue. Like, it's a really nice venue, and the staff is always super pleasant. And Tara was an amazing performer. I hadn't listened to her before this. I listened to her before the concert, obviously, but before this, I hadn't heard of her as an artist, and I'm very happy that I did because she's made some phenomenal music, and I definitely recommend checking her out. And then the last in that segment was Sleeping In by The Radio Department, which is a really good song. It was added by someone else to the playlist, but it's another one of my favorite, like, winter songs. Inside of you, there are two wolves. Inside of me, there are two wolves. In the winter, one of them wants to listen to really sad, moody, depressing music like this to kind of get myself in the winter vibes, whereas the other one really wants to fight the winter sadness by listening to the most happy music imaginable, kind of like what's coming up next to close out our show. I did promise some salsa music, and here I am delivering on that promise. Pardon my Spanish in advance. We have Palo Que Tú Delas by Cogito y Su Combo. Again, so sorry for my Spanish, but I hope you enjoy the song and have a fantastic rest of your day. Take care, and thanks so much for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Desde ayer yo no veo a mi mujer, dímelo Miguel.
Desde ayer yo no veo a mi mujer.
Yo le pregunté a Mercedes, que a Conchita y a Gloria Esther, se la puse desde ayer yo no veo.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves for free. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups, clubs, and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. You can apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a club community takeover. This free opportunity is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Huntington's disease is a hereditary degenerative disease.